all for being here. I'm JC Dumas. I'm part of the Chafee Green Action Team, the Green Team, and I welcome you all. I especially am thankful for taking the time in the middle of a day like this. It's beautiful out there, and most of us really love that, being outside stuff. So I want to make sure everyone signs in. If I already have your email address, just note that, but I do want to keep a count of who came here today. And you will see circulating a volunteer list. And we really do encourage folks to jump in, help in the different areas you might have interest. Even if it's just one thing, it means the world to us. And it makes all the difference, especially for a group just getting started. And we're thrilled to get any help that you can give. So these are out there, and there's a basket to put them in after you fill them out. There's a bathroom in the hallway, and we will just take a stretch break in the middle of everything, but we won't actually disband because we've got such an action-packed list of dynamic, engaging speakers, so we'll stay in the room, but stretch as you need, go to the bathroom as you need. There's cookies, thanks Laurie, and water, and I forgot to put the water out on the table, Thomas, but it's in the refrigerator if you feel like putting it out there. I just want to say that each of you is filled with potential. And you might notice on the agenda, I have a quote here from a band called The Living Arrows. And this is just a portion of the song, but it's a beautiful song with a metaphor of seeds as ideas or possibilities. And as we've all seen, when a plant comes to maturity and seeds happen, some just fly. And in the song, they fly like arrows, determined. They plant themselves. They take root. They hardly take our assistance. Like weeds certainly don't need any of our assistance. They fly, they seed, they root, and there's great determination in those seeds. But some need nurturing. Some ideas need attention. And that's what we're here for today, for information, to build a community of understanding about sustainability, and hopefully to nurture each other's ideas. But as the Living Arrows say, another important thing to think about is that we may never know the outcome of our ideas. We touch each other's lives, we touch this community, and we may never see what really comes out of all that we're doing here, all that Garna has done over the years, all that 4 Mile has done. There's a representation here of a lot of dynamic, volunteer-powered groups, and sometimes we really don't know all that happens for our impact. But I ask you to trust the process, trust that we're here for a reason, partly to nurture each other with these ideas. And some aren't going to be easy, like the ones that just take root and blossom. Some are challenging. We'll have to be there for each other. I know the first time I put something in the newspaper about Chafee Green's formation, after Envision, we were all fired up. We were saying, yes, let's take this on. Let's get rid of the plastic bag. That was our first initiative. And I was lambasted by the next week's editorial when someone said, you're not going to tell me what to do. And that happens, you know. And we aren't here to tell someone what to do. We're here to educate. We're here to educate each other. We're here to learn. We're here to change habits. We've gotten, you know, some things happening in our world that had unintended consequences, like the plastics that have been developed. So sometimes there's going to be challenges. So I'll just read this song, beginning of the song, for some inspiration. All my plants have gone to seed. Some I planted on my own. Some have never needed me. Farther than the eye can see, flown like arrows from my bow. Fallen where? I'll never know. Golden limbs may spring from the heather, but I may never see them again. So that's what we're trusting. Something we're going to do is going to be something good in the future. Now I'd like to introduce Dominique Naccarato. Did I say it right? With Garna. Executive Director of Garna. We thought maybe Kate would be here, but she might still be shoveling her driveway.
Thank you. Thanks, JC. Thanks to everybody who's here today. Thank you for coming. We started this conversation about Chafee Green being part of Garna last fall, and I can't personally and organizationally, because I have the personality type that is loyal to the mission above all else, I can't think of a better initiative and movement to get behind and to support. And so that's really what we're hoping for with the now formal and official onboarding or infolding, a word that we may have made up, of Chafee Green. We're here to be a support platform to allow Chafee Green to do what it's doing, what it's already doing, but just provide the organizational infrastructure, the 501c3, to allow it to thrive. So that's really why we're here. Garna does have a membership structure. We want to encourage those involved with Chafee Green, now that it is a program of Garna, to become a member of Garna. But we had this question, JC and I did, about how do we want boots on the ground. We want volunteers to be active. We don't want to have any barriers in the way of that. And so we reached out to Friends of 4 Mile and said, how do you describe that when you're talking to volunteers and asking them to become Garna members? How do you do that? And so I'm actually going to turn it over to Alan Robinson. He's going to say a little bit about why they encourage membership in their volunteer chapter, Friends of 4 Mile.
I have to admit that it was kind of a process, a progressive process, where we created our Friends of 4 Mile group, and at the outset, not all of them were, in fact, members of Garna, but over the years, although it's a fairly small group, over the years, it's become just an automatic kind of a gesture on the part of all of our members. But I think the broader question that I was recently asked is, what good does it do to be associated with a group like Garna as an umbrella?
Can you hear Alan?
And it actually, in my response to that, is simply that we, the Friends of 4 Mile chapter, I know the two other chapters, the Wilderness chapter and a Crestone Wilderness Stewards chapter, feel that we are part of a much broader effort, even though what we do is specifically focused on a part of Garna's mission and interest. We just simply are comforted by the fact that we feel part of a larger organization with a broader mission. So I think that's one of the good things about Chafee Green being enfolded into this process. But I think over time it will become kind of an automatic issue that your members want to be a part of that broader community and therefore chip in a $30 worth or $35 worth thing.
Thanks, Alan. Thank you. So it does support organizational infrastructure. We are very lean, 23-year-old organization with a staff of 3 plus 1 AmeriCorps member, 1 office in Salida. We'd love to have a Garna North office in Buena Vista someday. But we do want to remain lean. And so you'll hear us from time to time talk about capacity issues, but an organization with 40-plus volunteers like Chafee Green helps us address those capacity issues immensely. So we have some information out by the cookies in the back. Feel free to talk to me after the presentation today. Make sure to grab a Collegiate Peaks Scenic Byway brochure. Really, really important that everybody understands what the byway is. And and there are some rack cards floating around the room. You can take them or leave them. Our lowest membership level is $15, so we really don't want to turn anybody away from participating. Thank you.
I want Thomas to have a picture of us shaking hands or something official looking.
And here it is.
Thank you, and thank you so much. I can't overestimate the benefits that we will get from partnering with this group that's dynamic and exciting and covers so many other elements to the environment. And as Alan said, I think building community is imperative. But I also want to say, in terms of being lean, you said we have 40 volunteers. Well, I have a lot of people on my mailing list. I wouldn't call them volunteers. So back to this yellow piece of paper. And the reason I'm pointing that out is I do have, honestly, about 170 people who have, over this last 2 years that I've started this little ball rolling, I send emails to. We're going to have to put that data into the Garna data. So when I say data entry, that might be a one-time thing. If you have a few hours to spend, we'll buddy up and we'll work on that together. And I just want to point out things like the Wild and Scenic Film Festival coming up. If you've never gone, don't miss it. Both towns have different films. People often forget and think they're the same films. They're not. And maybe you'd want to come volunteer. So there's a lot of options here. Ride the Rockies is coming. They called me. I mean, this was like, what? They called Garna. They said, will you help with
And you have helped before. Garna has helped before with the recycling.
Recycling and composting.
So they were the default. Now they're like, wait, we have someone North County, South County. We're going to do that. And that isn't that exciting? That they have a place to go to and they know that. So enough. Look at that. Make sure on your agenda you see lots of important dates coming up. One this week on Thursday night. If you haven't heard, please look up somewhere in the newspaper a concern about potential development in Centerville, and as outdoors people and environmentalists, that may be of concern, and you may want to weigh in on that topic. So that's enough. And our first speaker is Kimberly. Where did you hide?
Thank you.
Can you do your own self-introductions? Do you mind?
Sure.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. Congratulations.
Thanks.
My name's Kim Arkey. I've been with Envision Chaffee County since the beginning. And so it's really wonderful to see a project that started through Envision find a permanent home. I think it's great. So I'm here to just talk about a few other Envision programs that are related to ballot issue 1A. There was a handout. I'm not quite sure I had enough. I'll just kind of go through it really quickly. And thank you. let me ask first, how many of you were involved in Envision Chaffee County? Okay, so maybe about half, I would say. Thank you. Maybe I'll just review a little bit more. So at the top of the sheet there, I talk about the four visions that came out of Envision Chaffee County during the planning phase. We had, I don't know how many meetings, we added up how many hours of people attended planning meetings, and it came up to like 5,000. So that went on for over a year, talking about the things that are really important to people that live here. Envision started as a growth planning initiative. Then we learned about the beetle and the problem that we have with our forest, and we kind of added the forest health into the mix. So I can't really call it a growth planning initiative anymore, but I think that's what got a lot of people interested, right? The growth here that you see, the traffic, more people, more things happening, which are good, but a little bit concerning. So the four visions that came out of that growth planning were forest, waters, and wildlife are healthy and in balance with recreation. The other one was community members are able to live locally and benefit from resilient economy. I kind of call this livability. I sort of think this is maybe the vision where Chaffee Green fell under. Maybe also the third vision, which was community. Our community remains friendly, engaged, and culturally connected. I love this one. I live in Buena Vista. I think it's an upward spiraling community, and I love living here for that reason. And it would be really sad to see it grow so much and change so much that I don't run into people I know at the post office anymore. So I totally connect to that one. And then the last one is about our rural landscapes. We have sustainable agriculture, beautiful rural landscapes, and development focused in and around town. So four visions. Today I'm just going to talk about three programs, but they fall into two of the visions. The first program is about healthy forests. How many of y'all have taken the Chaffee Wildfire Survey? Okay, we got a little work to do. This is one program that Envision is working on for Chaffee County. Chaffee County asked Envision to do the community outreach and the organization of redoing the Chaffee County Community Wildfire Protection Plan. Many, many communities have protection plans. They're really important so that you can get federal funding to do forest treatments. And ours is 10 years old, so we're redoing it. It's a partnership with the BLM, the Forest Service, the Colorado State Forest Service, all of the local fire districts, the Chaffee County Office of Emergency Management. So lots of people involved in concern about wildfire are getting together, and we're having meetings and discussing redoing this plan. The wildfire survey, which this little square on the paper here is just a QR code. And if you have a QR reader on your phone, you can scan that and it'll take you right to the survey. You can also go to ChaffeeCountyFire.org. That's one of the fire districts that put the survey link on their website. So go on ChaffeeCountyFire.org and click on that survey link and you can take the survey there. The survey is the first community outreach effort that we're doing on wildfire for the rewrite of the plan. It does take about 10 minutes if you're a homeowner that lives in the WUI. the wildland-urban interface. It might take a little bit longer. It asks questions like, have you done any treatments on your home and around your home, cut down any trees, things like that. So we're going to, as Envision does, gather all that information up and have a report. We're going to get the community together in a first public meeting to talk about how the community feels about wildfire right now. We know it's a concern, but we want to know things like, are you worried about smoke? Or do you have an evacuation plan for you and your family? If you own horses, do you have a plan for your livestock? Things like that. So we'll talk about that at a first public meeting, probably sometime this summer. And then we're going to have a second public meeting with a lot of information that goes into these community wildfire protection plans. Planning can be really boring, but I think these maps are going to be pretty cool. Right now, we're gathering a lot of information on what we call community assets. So where are our drinking water supplies? Where, you know, for the municipalities? Where is our highest fire danger? Where's our most important recreation assets, such as the Arkansas River, right? Our gold medal trout waters. What would happen there if we had a fire? What would happen to our fishery? Things like that, and we're going to put it all on maps, and then we'll have it around the room. Obviously, the meetings will all be publicized so you guys can find out. Come, learn, give your input. And the information that the community gives us through this process will be inputted into the plan, okay? That's a pretty typical way that Envision tries to, like, get people involved. So we have a long way to go. We're hoping to have the wildfire protection plan rewritten, done by the end of the year. The projects that come out of that will be funded in part probably by Chaffee Common Ground, the 1A funding that was approved in November. 1A has become Chaffee Common Ground. Chaffee Common Ground is a county program that manages your tax money. A lot of people have asked me, has Envision become Chaffee Common Ground? No. Chaffee Common Ground is separate. So, for example, think of a specific program that would reduce wildfire hazard somewhere important in the community. We need funding for that. That would go to the Chaffee Common Ground program, be considered through a grant process, and then potentially get funding and move forward. So it's the grant process for the 1A funding is competitive, and it's decided by a community advisory committee, which is being appointed right now. I think today was the deadline to apply for the CAC. 7 members of the community will be on this board. They will accept all the grant applications, consider everything, make decisions about how that money is spent. I know the county also is looking for programs that can leverage the funding. So, in other words, if there's grant funding available, for example, I spoke about FEMA money that's available for wildfire protection programs. Maybe we can take some of the 1A funding and then expand it with grant funding from state and national levels and do more work in the community. Okay, so let me make sure I got through everything there. I think so.
Could I just say that it's important that the Wildlife Protection Plan will essentially inform the county as to the priorities which could then be considered by the Common Ground funding. So it's specifically designed, or correct me if I'm wrong, it's designed to have upward input into that process. So
correct.
That the county would be well informed of what the community really feels are priority items to pursue healthy forests.
Yep, the plan sets the priorities. That's why it's important to have community input.
Kimberly, we're recording this. Would you recap what Alan said? Because it's up by you.
The Community Wildfire Protection Plan sets priorities in the county. You know, there are smaller wildfire protection plans. I know Maysville has one, and so some of you might live in neighborhoods or towns that have, so hopefully you've heard of the CWPP before, but this is the countywide plan. So the next thing I wanted to talk about, any more questions about what's going on with wildfire, how you might be able to get involved? Okay, great. The next one is the Balanced Recreation Program. Envision partnered with Garna and the U.S. Forest Service to apply for grant funding to do some planning on recreation growth in Chaffee County. The partnership won almost $100,000 grant from Colorado Parks and Wildlife, Colorado Beautiful Grant Program, to do this planning. So there was a meeting, I think it's been about 2 weeks ago now, where we kind of kicked off the community input part of this. The grant has four deliverables. We have a lot of work to do, and so we wanted to just hear from everyone what they thought about the program and ask them to get involved. By the way, I'll just stop here and let you know. I also have a sign-up sheet, and it's outside on the table. Name, email. I'm the outreach coordinator for Envision, so all the emails mostly come from me. Sorry about all those. But we have a monthly email newsletter where we try to recap everything that's happened. And so if you sign up for that, you'll get that monthly email newsletter. There's also columns on the right for you to check so that if you want specifically to receive more information about wildfire protection plan or recreation imbalance or sustainable agriculture, you can check that and then you might get a little bit more email from us. And you can always opt out of the email. So, all right, so back to Rec and Balance. Almost 100 people showed up to the first meeting that we had down in Poncho Springs a few weeks ago. We got so much input. For those of you who have been involved in Envision, we like to do sticky notes, and everybody gets to put ideas on the sticky notes, and we kind of gather them into important topic areas. We got over 400 comments that way at that meeting, and we just finished putting everything together, and the report is now ready to be distributed, and so we'll be emailing that out soon so that you can hear what people had to say about what is Rec and Balance, what's important to me, what do I want to see this program accomplish? What do I not want to see it accomplish? Quickly, I've had a lot of questions about this. Maybe it's because of the name. It's like balanced with what? You know, it's recreation balanced with our natural resources. So concerns about our quality of life, our recreation experiences, our clean water and our wildlife, okay? It's not an anti-growth on recreation perspective, because we recognize that 33% of our economy is in some way supported by recreation, okay? So a lot of questions. Someone asked me the other day if the 1A funding could pay for a new skating rink in Salida. Yes. I don't know about that. okay, so the grant deliverables, what are we doing with this program? First, we're going to create a map. Just to make it fancy, we're calling it an atlas. But it's going to not only map, you know, our trails, where are our toilets, where do we park, all that stuff, but also other assets like where are wildlife corridors, where are important water assets. A lot of ranchers have some concerns about recreation. So lots of different things are going to go into this map. We're also going to do a monitoring system, Recreation Impact Monitoring System, or RIMS for short. This is going to be a program that you can use on your phone. We're hoping to kick it off this summer. You would go out there and do what you do. I recreate all the time. And whatever you see and problems or, you know, maybe even just counting campfire rings and things like that, we'll be inputting into the system. We've heard a lot of people say, you know, oh, I went camping this summer and there were 30 campfire rings in one little area. So that we've heard as a concern out there. So we'll be looking for volunteers to help us with that. I think that's hopefully going to be easy because so many of everyone who lives here is out there all the time, right? Mountain biking, hiking, and enjoying the outdoors. So what's going to happen once we know we have everything mapped, and then maybe we're going to identify some areas of concern. And so then, hence the third piece is projects, rapid response projects. On this project, again, we're working with the BLM, the U.S. Forest Service, and they're on board with us to help identify some of these areas where maybe we need to erect some fencing so that people aren't expanding campsites, things like that. I'm not sure what projects are going to come up right now, but that's the third piece. And then the fourth piece is a long-term balanced recreation plan. Where are we going to have growth? Where do we need to expand our trailheads? Maybe we don't need to expand trailhead somewhere because there's already enough use in that area, but we'll move the use over to somewhere else. I think Keith left, but the recreation imbalance plan will go into the county comprehensive plan. That is going to hopefully start getting updated soon. And so will the wildfire plan, obviously, but this rec imbalance plan will as well. And then the U.S. Forest Service has indicated that it will feed into their management plan update, which is supposed to start in 2020 or maybe 2021. And so the Forest Service management plan controls where they put trails and how they manage all of the land that they have here in Chaffee County. Let's see. Any questions on rec and balance? No, you guys are so easy.
I'll just add, it should also feed into plans for the BLM and Colorado Parks and Wildlife as well. So kind of four landing spots for this land to be.
Thanks, Dominique.
It happens at the Friends of 4 Mile. Garland's Friends of 4 Mile has extensively worked the past 20 years to develop the same sort of mapping and recreational impact analysis that is now going to be expanded to all of the public lands in Chaffee County. So the Friends of 4 Mile will be an active contributor to that.
Yeah, Alan, sorry I didn't mention that. Thank you. Alan and the Friends of 4 Mile have done amazing work there in that area. We wouldn't know probably really the extent of the recreation growth that's happened in that area. I mean, I live here in BB and I go there a lot on my mountain bike. I climb and you kind of notice, whoa, there's a lot of cars in here today or whatever. But, you know, they have really been mapping the size of the campsites, the number of campsites. And so this RIM system that we're working on comes really from his work. So thank you. Okay. So I already touched on Chaffee Common Ground. I just wanted to make sure to go over a few things you guys are probably already aware of. So the 0.25% sales tax increase starts this year. It's expected to generate about $1 million. Obviously, that depends on how much spending there is in the community. The monies are distributed in the following way. 25% for strengthening forest health, so those programs that will hopefully protect us from a large wildfire. 25% for conserving and supporting working lands, and I'll be happy in a minute if anyone asks to talk about what we're doing on sustainable agriculture. I just didn't know if that was really of interest to the Chaffee Green Group, so I didn't plan on talking about it, but I will if you'd like. 5% for managing recreation growth impacts, and then the remainder, 45%, is discretionary, but discretionary within those three buckets, not just anything. So essentially, like in 1 year, 50% could be spent on recreation growth impacts. I mentioned the Citizens Advisory Council that's going to be considering requests for that funding. They're supposed to be seated in about mid-March. Then they need to write their program. In other words, what are the rules for applying? How are we going to weigh one project against another? I think that's called a grant matrix or something like that. And then they'll let the community know that they're accepting grant applications at that point. Questions? No. You guys are an easy group. Thanks again for having me. Thanks for your time. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Okay.
Thanks, Kimberly. Well, in my excitement to have all of you here, I was very remiss in not talking about my relationship with Envision, which is described on the back of your agenda. So I did cover it when I was thinking straight. It's true that these meetings happen between Buena Vista and Salida. We got together for a lot of meetings and a lot of brainstorming and a lot of ideas came out of it. And as you mentioned, there were these four groups that came out of it. Initially, I went to all four of the groups and had to hone in on two of them, which were numbers 2 and 3. You're right. So the Chaffee Green think tank that happened north and south started from the impetus of Envision. And thank you. Thanks for bringing that up. That's imperative because those of you who were formerly involved in Roundtable, how many years ago was Roundtable?
Starting in 2006.
Okay.
So that was another similar to Envision, an opportunity for the Howell County to come together, to brainstorm. Lots of great ideas percolated from there. Many people are still involved in the community who took part in that and are continuing these ideas to happen. So it's a process like the arrow that flies. We don't know where it lands, and ideas keep coming forward. So thanks for that reminder. And on your agenda, as you see, Common Ground, Envisions of Recreation and Balance, Community Wildlife Protection, Kimberly and Marquis, and under her name is also a reference to the Wildlife Survey.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Wildfire survey. But it impacts wildlife.
Yeah.
Can we have some more agendas?
Yes. Who's in back that can grab? Thank you. I will be happy to do that. And I'm going to just now introduce Wayno Urbanos.
Urbanos, correct.
All right. Environmental Health Manager and Team Leader for BB Blue Sky. And when we talk about environment and sustainability, it crosses so many topics.
Oh. Sounds good.
Take it away.
Hey, thanks for having us today. I'm Wayno. I'm the Environmental Health Manager of One for Chaffee County. And my office is right behind Motor Vehicle here in town. So come on by. So how do I define environmental? Quite simply, using our brain, or half of our brain, to protect our environment, environmental. That's how I have it. Nice and simple. So why is the environmental guy bringing styrofoam to a sustainability meeting? Because every week, state health department sends us one little ampule of flu vaccine inside one of these huge coolers with about 8 of these things. So the nurses take out the ampule, and they take this, and they throw it right in the dumpster. And then I go and say, don't do that. So I bring them here. So if you want cold beer, if you want to keep your green chilies cold in your freezer, please take these. You know, Walmart will sell them for $4 or $5. I got them for free.
I'd like to point out, you know, a hunter or a fisherman, they love these things because they can ship it back home that way.
Yeah, they're great for shipping green chilies, too.
So either take them today or come by my office, but I got to stay on top of them. I can only fit 4 or 5 in my office. So, there you go. And let's see, what other free things do I have today? Well, that depends on your guys' answers. So, environmental health to me are 5 key components. And I want you guys to help me identify what do you think the 5 essential environmental health concepts or issues are? Anybody?
Air.
I heard air. Ooh, you just won a free radon test kit. So we've given out about 120 of the radon test kits, and we've had about 8% of the people use them. It sits on their shelf collecting dust, so please use it or give it to somebody that'll use it.
And they're easy to use.
Second leading cause of lung cancer, so air quality is important. I'll talk a little bit about purple air in a little bit. We don't have any definitive air quality data in Chaffee County. We have one monitor up and running now in Salida, and then I have 2 monitors that are looking for a home. They're all orphaned monitors right now that'll collect particulate data. Okay, so air, that's 1. 4 more left. Who's next?
Water.
Water and wastewater. Who was first on that? Hey. Try to trip over the camera.
Where did I win?
Yeah, so they're all radon tested. So. through Envision Chaffee County, we did start some watershed protection work and formed the watershed working group. That's my wife. She's always late. Hi, Linda. So where we go with water is dependent on how we proceed in doing our environmental assessment, which should link up with the work we're doing with Envision as well. I used to do all the septic systems, so I may know your guys' septic tank. Maybe I don't know you, but I know your septic tank. Okay. So that's 2. What else?
Animals.
Animals, zoonotic disease, we'll call that animals, right? Yes. Buggers of all kinds. So plague, rabies, hantavirus, West Nile virus, any of those kind of things. I was out today at a unnamed lodging facility looking for bed bugs based on a complaint. You don't get sick from bed bugs. In fact, they seem to kind of like people that have nice plump skin. You can be next to somebody that's really sinewy and thin, and he won't get bit, and all of a sudden the next person next to him will get bit to death. But anyway, bed bugs are a nasty thing to be around. So air, water, zoonotic disease, what else?
Food,
consumer protection, yeah. So I inspect approximately 220 establishments in the county. Retail food places, schools, childcare facilities, camps, summer homes, Ride the Rockies, Live Nation, all those food items. I'm the roach inspector for the county. So, and you're only as good as your last inspection. And we are missing one last item. Actually close to home. Solid waste. Yeah. Hazardous materials and waste management. So I don't inspect the landfill, but I do respond to 55-gallon drums that go by the wayside, waste tires that ended up by Cottonwood Lake. They can run, but they can't hide. We'll find them eventually. You know, the Forest Service is working on that. So that's it in a nutshell. Air, consumer protection, water, wastewater, zoonotic disease, hazardous materials, and waste management. So I'm a department of one right now. And I don't have time to do a full air quality program at work, so what I did was help form BV Blue Sky. It's a new group around town. Anybody here on our team?
Yeah.
Oh, Mark, right?
Tom
from Natural...
The Lettucehead.
Yes, Lettucehead. Thank you, Tom.
It's called what? BV what?
BV Blue Sky.
Blue Sky.
Yes. And you're welcome to join. Basically, what we did was a person in BV who had some air quality concerns donated $1,000. And I said, well, don't give it to me because it'll go into the county general funds and somebody will get a raise. So I went over to Sangre de Cristo Electric and we created a nonprofit, BV Blue Sky, underneath their Operation Roundup. So when you pay your bills, right, they round it up to the nearest penny or dollar. And so our 1,000 has grown to 3,000 right now. We were not successful getting money from the marijuana tax fund, but we'll try again. You got to be persistent. So this little device is our purple air monitor. If you were to Google purpleair.com right now, I have one of these sitting up in Salida at the health department. I'm looking for a home for two more of these things currently, but eventually north, south, east, and west of town. It will tell us particulate data, how many micrograms per cubic liter of air particulates that we're ingesting. Right now, we don't know. It's interesting, on some of the websites, if you have a weather app on your phone, sometimes it'll say unsatisfactory air. So I've checked with the health department, where's the data coming from? It's some kind of a satellite flying overhead that's kind of extrapolating data saying, there's an oil and gas well over by Fairplay. BV's about the size of Fairplay. And so their air must be the same. It's really, really poor science. So these guys are going to tell us what our air quality is like on a regular basis, if we can find a home for it.
I can absolutely. I have a great location.
Okay.
I'll talk to you.
Very good. Yeah, and how much in electricity is going to cost? Maybe a dollar a year.
I don't care. Yeah. I'm fine.
So I'm talking fast. I'm a morning person, so I'm running a little low on energy, but... one question, yes, please.
Yes, you put one of those up. How will you know what the source of that pollution is?
We won't know the source until we do a source contribution study, which is another year down the road. But we'll be able to look at the cumulative impacts of road dust, wood stoves, emissions, what they call fugitive dust when you stop and go at traffic lights, so reaccelerating, restaurant emissions, sand and gravel pits. Those are the major sources, wildfires, certainly. Open burning. So all of those are sources. We don't know right now what percentage of each of these contributes to poor air quality. Good question.
Because you can have that give you a grand idea, but if you don't know where it's coming from, you have no way of mitigating it.
Yeah. So first we need to know how much, and then we have to figure out from where. Yeah.
Okay.
Good question. And then lastly is... PACE EH. When I was working down in Durango a while ago, I did Colorado's first ever environmental health assessment. And what I'm trying to do is to convince and justify to the powers that be that a one-person department with 220 restaurants can't do air consumer protection, water, wastewater, solid waste without additional resources. So I'm trying to find a core team, and I'm looking for volunteers that we can meet, maybe with Envision, and kind of work this out and figure out what a sane person can do in the course of a 40-hour day.
It's pace.
40-hour day, yeah.
I've been looking for one of those.
And PACE stands for Protocol for Assessing Community Excellence. And it's just an acronym that they came up with. We'll come up with a better one.
Okay.
Yeah, my preferable one is water. We all take equal responsibility.
Yeah. So,
but thank you, guys. Please come on by anytime. Just don't complain too much about getting foodborne illness if you were out drinking the night before.
Any questions for Wayne? Anyone have questions? Other than to say thank you for keeping us healthy and safe.
Yes.
Interesting, isn't it?
Wayne, do you want to give out a contact number or something? If you want you want volunteers, I assume, don't
Where's
you?
Your sign-up list?
I would like to offer that you can add that to other. If you add that to other, okay. Environmental health, I will get your contact connected to Wayno.
Or for anybody. It yeah. might be nice
yeah.
for them to have it.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's great. It's always amazing to me, jobs that you never think of.
Yeah.
And the jobs that everybody does.
Yeah.
To make this world work. So thank you for that. Okay, next up, I'm going to say it's our stretch break, so everyone stand up, please.
And, also,
and look and find someone you don't know.